Good morning.
Hi, Elias.
And how are you proceeding?
I am doing well. Seems like the religious wave is going on extra strong right now. Is that correct?
I would very much agree. In your common terms, it may be going out like a lion.
That makes sense. Let's see. The material I wanted to get into. The first thing I wanted to get into is, let me describe a situation that occurred yesterday and what I'm trying to do about it. And so yesterday I was at work as well, and I was more present and attentive than normal. In fact, I was feeling pretty good about it. But I noticed through the day, and this happens often, is that the uncomfortable sensations were building up. And by the end of the day, I was helplessly struggling with those sensations to a degree. And then, you know, when I get home, I still have the after effects of all that and sort of dealing with that and soothing it to a degree. And so I've been exploring today the mechanics of how I build up those uncomfortable sensations.
Ah, excellent.
Okay. And so what appears to be, and it can happen very quickly and very frequently, particularly if I'm concentrating on my work or somewhere in some other direction, is I often start with noticing the uncomfortable sensation in my spine, and I tend to push that out. And I think that seems to be what leads to the overall feeling of uncomfortableness that I frequently develop.
Now, express an example of that. Of how you notice an uncomfortable energy, what it is, and how you push it out.
I think I manipulate my body. My posture changes to some degree. I'm not sure, actually. This is actually what I'm digging into.
And what is the initiator for it? What do you notice happens that creates the situation in which you are manipulating your body, you are reacting to?
I'm not sure.
You merely notice that you are uncomfortable.
Right. And we've talked a lot about that in the past. And maybe, you know, there's other reasons for it too, right? Reacting to perceived pressures and shoulds and should do and things like that. But more recently, as I've reduced the amount of pain that I'm paying attention to, in that area, I'm still dealing with what I consider more physical issues, like the spine.
But you are not objectively aware of what is beginning that, what is happening that you are reacting to. You are only aware of when it begins, when you begin to feel it.
Well, part of it may be that I'm wanting to use presence to feel better. In other words, that sets up a conflict because I've associate being present with feeling better.
I would agree with that. Most definitely.
And so then I look to force that feeling better.
Is understandable. And I would agree with that. And I would express that even entertaining that idea and being somewhat aware of that is significant. But I would also express that it may also be an additional piece, which this is the direction of steps. That first you move in the step of being more aware of yourself and what you are doing directly, because that is something that you can see, that you can address to, that you can immediately become more aware of, and also it empowers you because you generate that sense that you have choices, you can do something, you can generate different choices and affect what is occurring, what you are doing, and also what you feel. Once you have become more familiar with and more accustomed to paying attention to what you yourself are doing, then the next step is the recognition of the the extensions of that. And that does involve being present, because an extension of being present is being interconnected. Therefore, that is the next step. And it is understandable that you associate feeling better with being present, because in some capacities, that is correct. You do, because you are directing yourself and you are generating choices intentionally to be moving in directions that are more comfortable and that are easier, and therefore you do feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is the next step, which is expanding that and recognizing that the more present you are, the more open you are. And the more open you are, the more you experience that interconnectedness. You are already interconnected. But because of your perception and how you direct your attention and not being present, you shut out the awareness of being interconnected. And you generate a focus of mainly being in your own bubble, in a manner of speaking. Now, when you are more present, you are somewhat still in your own bubble, but you are expanding that in increments. And eventually, in being more and more present, you begin to experience more and more of that interconnectedness objectively. Now, you may not define that yet, but you are already objectively experiencing it because you are allowing yourself to be more open, which also is being more vulnerable, for vulnerability is the same as open. And that you are affected by other energies because you are being naturally more open. The difficulty with that in the next step is that you don't necessarily identify those other energies. You don't think about them. Therefore, you aren't necessarily defining it. And your perception is still held with you. What that means is when you feel something, whether it be physically or emotionally, you automatically think it is coming from you.
Guilty.
Is the perception that people have when I express that you exist in your own bubble, your perception is everything you think, everything you feel, and everything you experience is all you. It all comes from you. It is all being expressed by you. It is all you. That is true and untrue. You are expressing it. You are, in a manner of speaking, configuring it. But that doesn't mean that it is all originating from your energy. And there are very few individuals in your world that are aware of their own energy to the degree that they definitely know and can identify what their energy is and what a different energy is. Let me express to you, I would say that to a limited degree, individuals that engage the action of channeling or an energy exchange, do identify the difference between their own energy and whatever essence they are channeling. But only that. They also, in any other situation, do not recognize the difference between their energy and any other energy that is. But they do have an awareness of a difference in the energy that is their own and the energy of another essence that they are participating with. That is a very slight advantage in that they do know that there are differences in energies, but they don't translate that to anything else. Therefore, even individuals in those situations are the same as the rest of you in not distinguishing. Therefore, when you feel something, when you experience something, you automatically are looking for the reason or the cause to be within you.
Right.
And at times it isn't.
And now you've just probably permanently changed my perception of those sensations.
Excellent. Because when you are more and more present and you are automatically expressing more and more openness, you are automatically more vulnerable or open to all those other energies that previously you weren't aware of. It isn't to say that they weren't present or that they weren't affecting, but your perception was directed in such a manner that you would not recognize or accept that any other energy would be affecting of you because you automatically are looking for the reason within yourself.
Right.
What am I doing?
Is this what I think you talk about, dispersed people?
It is very similar. It is very similar. I would express that, yes, dispersed individuals do feel that. It is somewhat different because even dispersed individuals do have their own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And their perception is directed in a manner that is similar to everyone else that isn't dispersed. Now, they do feel other energies. They also think that those energies are coming from themselves. And this is the reason that I have engaged dispersed individuals to a considerable degree to offer explanation and to aid them in identifying what they are feeling at times, not always. At times it is themselves. But this is similar in that capacity, but more. It is different because it is more. It is not only feeling other energies. It is that now you are becoming aware by being more present that other energies are actually penetrating your energy field continuously. And it is not a matter of blocking them out.
Right.
And in that, because these other energies are continuously penetrating your energy field, whatever you are doing becomes exacerbated because of the volume of all of these other energies. Now, let me express to you, I have been expressing that in different terms for a considerable time framework and in relation to every wave that you experience, not merely the religious wave. I have expressed this over and over with individuals, and I am aware that for the most part, none of you understand what I am expressing. But now you have been engaging with this wave, which has tremendously influenced in the direction of being more present with most of you. And that action of being more present has changed your energy and has changed your perception to allow you to actually be objectively aware of experiencing more than only what you yourself generate. You still, to this point, do not quite define that, but this is the reason that I am moving in that direction with you, because you are beginning, you've opened the door, and you are beginning to experience it. And as I expressed in the beginning of this forum with our initial group, I wait until you have the experience before I give you the information, because then you can understand it.
Interesting.
It is only concept. Now, that does not mean that I don't offer considerable information that you haven't experienced yet, and that is intentional, because you will eventually experience it. And when you do, then I can offer you more information and you will understand. And that is the point that you are at now, that you have been expanding, you have been becoming more and more present, which does generate more and more openness. And as I have expressed many times, that also automatically leads you into that interconnectedness. Interconnectedness has been a concept.
Right, definitely.
You have not genuinely experienced it. You think about it, you ponder the concept of it, you experiment with attempting to be aware of it, but now it is becoming experiential.
And is it more about the, and I, when I think about interconnectedness, I could think of two ways, two concepts that I describe it to myself. One would be, and I know these are very limited in what is probably a very wide or full meaning, but just a parts of the total concept, which is, one, the idea, like you talk about, feeling energy of other people. And then Another, when I think of interconnectedness, is more the perception that if someone perceives something as having certain qualities, it's more likely that other people will see those same qualities in that object.
No. I would say to you that that is what you have been moving in experimenting with the idea, with the concept.
Okay.
What I would say to you is we have discussed the difference between your empathic sense and mergence.
Mm-hmm.
Interconnectedness is that mergence. That is the reason that you think that whatever you are experiencing is coming from you. As I expressed in relation to mergence, there is no distinction of identity. That is the difference. Therefore, your initial translations or configurations of that activity and that experience is that you automatically are not distinguishing one energy from another, but you are automatically configuring that in a manner in which you think and perceive that it is all you.
Okay, well, this will be something I'll explore with an open mind going forward. I don't think I need to know.
Excellent. I would say to you that the reason that this is becoming significant now is because there is a tremendous volume of energy that is being projected that you are experiencing, and that you automatically will translate as your own if you are not directly involved with any of these massive amounts of energy that are occurring.
I see it in the people that I know that, well, there's a lot of uncomfortableness that seems to be occurring right now.
Yes, and what I would say to you is that this is a clue. When you notice an experience, as you were explaining previously, you don't know, you can't identify what is initiating the experience. You are aware once you feel it. That is your first indicator, is that you're beginning to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
That is a significant clue. When you can't see what is initiating an experience, when you can't find that, it is very likely that it isn't your energy alone.
Okay, that's helpful, because sometimes I'll just be sitting here present staring at the wall. And I'll feel these waves.
Yes, yes. And that is a significant clue. It is not only that outside energy. It is mingling with your energy. Therefore, it is both. But there is no distinction because it is merged with you, and therefore there is no identity involved.
And I find some relief. And again, I've only been applying this a little, like, haphazardly recently, which is when I can let it be as it is.
Yes, definitely.
It tends to soothe.
Definitely. I would also express that breathing and intentionally generating some type of relaxation can also be tremendously helpful. And know that it is not merely some unknown, unseen, invisible energy that is metaphorically as some giant cloud that is affecting you. It also is coming from all the individuals around you, because they are also experiencing it, but they don't know what it is. Especially individuals that are not necessarily as present, that may be around you, because they definitely don't know objectively what is affecting them and what is influencing them. And they are reacting to it, which is definitely affecting of their moods.
Yep. Well, even myself with yesterday, it was, I was fighting with that concept of the idea, and I realized it later in the day, the idea that I was associating being present with feeling better, and since that wasn't happening, I was creating this sense of conflict.
Which I am tremendously acknowledging of you in. That is a significant realization.
Okay. Okay, so how would you describe my energy now?
I would describe it as being somewhat focused, somewhat determined, somewhat confused. And somewhat tight.
Interesting. Now, what I was wanting to see is if you could guide me, help me lead that towards more of a state of contentment.
Very well. Before I move in that direction, what would your assessment be?
Of what to do, or?
Yes. Of what you are experiencing and what to do. Or what would affect it?
Well, this is a situation where I, particularly more so in the office than at home, I do have trouble with the volume of sensations and not reacting to that.
Now, first of all, identify what you perceive is difficult. What do you have more difficulty with at work than at home? Be specific.
The sense of that I should be doing something.
Very well. Therefore, you have more difficulty with expectations at work than you do at home.
Yeah.
Very well. And the expectations are specifically about productivity.
Yeah.
Well, and other than yourself, what would you define those expectations come from? What do you feel?
Oh, the requirements for the job.
Be more specific.
Like that my boss expects me to do.
Very well. Therefore, there are expectations coming from a specific individual of productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Because that individual represents the job.
Right.
Very well. Now, what I would say to you is, in being present, part of being present is being aware of what you are projecting and what you are reflecting. Correct?
Right.
Very well. Now, you can be aware of what you are projecting by paying attention to what you are reflecting. Correct?
Right.
Very well.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let's look at this in a somewhat different capacity and recognize what I am about to express to you is not about understanding. You don't have to understand.
Okay.
Therefore, that is not the point. The point of what I am about to express to you is about choice, which is also another significant piece about being present, that you are not reactive, that you know you have choices. Now, in this, there is a simple formula in relation to what you are projecting and what you are reflecting. Now, the first aspect is to incorporate what you feel.
Right, okay. Now in general?
What is your feeling in relation to this subject?
Oh, the productivity subject?
Yes.
A little nervousness, a little fear, threatened.
Very well. Nervous, fear, threatened. Write those three words down.
Mm-hmm.
Service, fear, threatened. Now, what does the first word mean? What does it equal? Nervous equals.
Agitated.
Yes, agitated. What does fear equal?
That's pretty obvious. I mean, concerned, worried.
Which is it?
Oh, those are two different things? Concerned?
Yes. Concern?
Mm-hmm.
That is what fear equals in this situation?
Yes.
Very well. Concern. What does threat equal in this situation?
Fear of repercussions or...
Not fear of. You already expressed fear.
Oh.
Therefore, repercussions.
Repercussions.
Very well. Therefore, that would be the same as consequence.
Right.
Very well. Now, what do all of those equal? Nervous, fear, threat, agitation, concern, consequence. What do all of those equal?
Threatened.
No, you already expressed threatened. If you combine all of those together, what are you?
Without using any of those terms?
Correct.
I'm not sure if I have any other words to describe it.
You are combining all of these now and placing them into one form, one word. All of those together would equal
not secure.
Very well. That's acceptable. Not secure. Now, that is the equation coming from you out. Now, the same equation is coming from the other individual backwards.
Right, because that's what they perceive.
Therefore, they are expressing an energy that is not secure. That is their start point. That is not your start point. Their start point is not secure. Their actions in relation to that not secure are agitated and concerned and consequences. And in that, they are projecting to you nervousness, fear, and threat. The middle action is generally what the other individual is doing. They begin with that end energy. They begin with that. Then they generally will express in some type of action those middle expressions, the agitation, the concern, and it may not be in relation to you and the consequences.
Well, no, I could see that because of the broader environment and the way the business is going creates that threatening perception.
Now, in all of this, what is a significant piece is that when you express this equation, when you reverse it and move it backwards from the other individual to you or situation or whatever it may be, because this equation applies to everything, because it applies as reflection. In that, the first piece that is important for you to do is remove the personal.
Okay.
For that is the first piece that you place into the equation.
Yep, I definitely see that, yeah.
That is the first piece that you remove. There is no personal.
Right.
Then when you see the reverse of the equation and you remove the personal, then you can evaluate what choices you intentionally want to generate. Not being reactive and knowing there is no personal. Let me express to you, this is a significant piece because you involve that personal aspect so much. And that is what affects how you feel and how you react. And let me express to you in very genuine terms. I would say that in perhaps between 95% and 99% of all your interactions in your lifetime are not personal. And that small percentage that is, in which you are interacting and another individual is intending to express personally towards you, either is in a positive capacity, in which they are acknowledging you in some manner. Or, if they are generating it in a negative capacity, it is generally immediately recognized, and you will generally immediately dismiss it or even find it humorous.
Okay. Now, as far as moving towards contentment.
But that is the point.
Is so to address what is, okay, so let's say, if we take it the other way around, let's say, what is making me not content is what you're saying.
And whatever is making you not content, generally will have that aspect of personal.
So you kept hyping, talking about this personal piece, and in my head I'm kind of dismissing it, like, I know that. But you're obviously still talking about it. So,
because it is a matter of experiencing it. Just as you are beginning to recognize and objectively be aware of experiencing other energies that you can't necessarily define yet.
And as far as moving towards the other, okay, let's stick with this since we brought this up. Moving towards other choices with this, is the first step addressing the personal piece?
Yes. And removing it. That doesn't mean you have to understand. It merely means removing it.
And is that the way to think about that? Is, because it seems pretty easy to do, but it's something that you just have to continue.
I would disagree, because that personal piece is so embedded in your identity, you equate it with your identity. That is the reason that it is not necessarily so easy to remove. You view it as part of you. Without it...
Okay, then what? How do I move in the direction of removing that piece of me?
It is not a matter of removing that piece of me.
I know, I'm just using the language.
I'm understanding, but it is important that you understand, even using the language reinforces it.
Okay.
In that, it is a matter of first recognizing where it is, or that it even is a piece, because it is a piece.
So,
in this, what would you say in that scenario in relation to that formula with your boss or your company and reversing it? What is the identity piece for you in that? Let us remove the word personal and replace it with identity.
That would be the concern about the future, the fear,
and your importance and your significance.
Oh, right. If you got into all the possible consequences and how that ties into who I think I am and who I.
And how important you are. But you don't have to understand all of that. You don't even have to identify all of that. The only piece that is necessary to identify is that there is a personal, or there is a piece of your identity that is connected in that equation.
Right. Okay, and this seems to be getting towards moving in a more of a direction where I am not expressing that concern about fear or fear about the future or...
Correct, but that will automatically, in a manner of speaking, fall away. You express, how do I move more into comfort? That is how. Because those concerns automatically begin to fall away, because they become unimportant, because they aren't attached to your identity.
Wait, how do they fall away? I'm sorry.
Because you begin to recognize, you remove that personal aspect, and then you begin to experientially be aware, not conceptually, but in real experience, you become aware that this does not involve your identity. It doesn't touch your identity. Therefore, if it doesn't touch your identity, then there is nothing to protect.
Ah.
That though.
So I'm changing the perception of who I think I am.
Yes.
And when I do that, then I no longer am concerned about the same issues.
Correct. Correct. They begin to fall away. The fear, the concern, the consequences, the agitation, all of it, the threat, it all begins to fall away. And you don't have to force it. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to express effort. It is merely a matter of becoming aware in a different capacity and experientially, not conceptually.
And so the more and more that I see this projection, reflection,
yes,
insert tiny, how it ties in with my identity, then
yes,
it kind of falls apart. Or not falls apart, but the projection, but the, my attachment to it.
I understand, yes. It begins to fall away.
Okay.
It is not as difficult as it initially seems.
Oh, I'm used to that with talking to you.
But
there's a lot of stuff that seems takes a while.
Yes, but what can be challenging is that piece of recognizing what the personalizing piece is, or what the identity piece is.
And you would do that by asking, why is this important to me?
Yes. What am I reflecting? And being able to see that reflection. That formula is merely allowing you to see the reflection in slow motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Okay, Lies. Thank you. Give me a lot to consider here.
And in relation to what you are physically experiencing, what I would say to you, my friend, is yes, intentionally generate some relaxation exercises, breathe, and allow.
And allow.
Because it is not all your energy. Therefore, don't react, allow, and it will configure differently and not necessarily in a capacity of discomfort.
I could, yeah, I could see that in the moment. So I assume when you string those moments together,
yes,
it ends up as a different day.
Yes, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you, Elias. Thank you.
Bless, you are moving very well.
Thank you. It gets a little like it's there's this sense of vacillating between, you feel like you're moving forward, then you feel like you're moving or getting stuck. But it's all good.
And now something to challenge you.
Yeah, it definitely keeps it interesting.
But you were due for a challenge. Everything was becoming much too easy.
I wouldn't say that, but
I would definitely be congratulating you, my friend, in how well you are proceeding. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, as always. And I shall be offering my energy to you freely in comfort in the meantime.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
In wondrous lovingness to you, as always, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Bye.